Imagine it's like a blistering 100 degrees out. You step barefoot onto your patio, and the stone beneath your feet feels completely, wonderfully cool.
Oh, the best feeling.
Right. That is the magic of natural stone. But is that luxury really worth the constant maintenance? Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are decoding a highly practical architectural dilemma for you using a guide from Unica.
Yeah, they're an Australian stone industry specialist.
Exactly. We're breaking down the facts on durability, maintenance, and aesthetics so you can master the ultimate tile showdown, which is travertine versus porcelain.
It really comes down to a fundamental choice for your space, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for timeless natural luxury or indestructible modern engineering?
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand how these materials perform, we first have to look at exactly how they're created. Travertine is essentially, well, it's like a natural
A
snowflake.
snowflake, yeah.
Right, because it forms over thousands of years around mineral springs and caves, meaning every single piece has totally unique fossil markings and movement.
It's stunning.
Yeah, but porcelain is like a perfectly cloned superhuman. It's a highly specific mix of refined clay and minerals fired at just extreme temperatures.
And those origins completely dictate the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Because travertine is born in nature, it gives you that warm, organic, Mediterranean resort vibe.
Oh, I love that look.
Yeah, and over time, it actually weathers and develops a natural patina. But porcelain is the exact opposite. It gives you absolute consistency and design flexibility.
Like perfectly uniform.
Exactly. I mean, it can perfectly imitate the visual style of natural stone, but it maintains those controlled, uniform, modern lines basically forever.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Because if porcelain is engineered to be incredibly dense, why on earth would anyone choose travertine for the outdoors?
Yeah. That brings us to what I like to call the barefoot test.
The barefoot test, okay.
Right. You mentioned that cool patio at the beginning of our deep dive. Travertine's major superpower is thermal regulation. It naturally stays much cooler under direct sunlight.
Oh, because of how it breathes.
Spot on. Those tiny holes act like microscopic air pockets that allow heat to escape. Porcelain, on the other hand, just absorbs and traps that heat. So if you're walking around a pool deck in the middle of summer, travertine is going to save your feet.
Okay, that makes total sense. But wait, if it breathes like a sponge, it also drinks like a sponge, right?
Right. That is the big catch.
Because that extreme firing process for porcelain turns it into a microscopic fortress. The particles are packed so tightly together that water literally can't find a way in.
Exactly. Because porcelain has an extremely low water absorption rate. I mean, we're talking below 0.5%. It's basically waterproof.
Wow, below 0.5%.
Yeah. Whereas porous travertine absorbs about 2 to 3% moisture.
So that cooling superpower definitely comes with a strict maintenance cost. It's kind of like a luxury silk shirt.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Right. It's beautiful, but you have to seal it every 6 to 12 months, and you can strictly only use pH neutral cleaners. But porcelain is more like reliable denim. You just sweep, mop, and you're done.
That is the big trade-off, and it outlines the ultimate strategic applications for these materials. Travertine is the undisputed champion for luxury pool decks and patios.
Where you need that barefoot comfort.
Exactly. But porcelain dominates high traffic, heavy impact zones, like driveways because it resists tire marks, and indoor kitchens where it easily repels grease.
Right, if you're spilling red wine, you want the porcelain. So there is no universal winner here. The smartest modern homes actually combine both.
They do, yeah.
You use travertine outdoors for barefoot luxury and porcelain indoors for bulletproof daily use.
It really leaves you with something to ponder when designing your own spaces.
Definitely. Do you value a material like travertine that weathers, ages, and develops a natural patina over time?
Or is the unchanging, frozen-in-time perfection of porcelain the true mark of modern luxury?
Something to think about next time you step out onto your patio.